Thank you, Chair. I've checked with my colleagues who attend GRSP, and they've reminded me of some comments that they provided for the previous session. There is some concern about what the proposal is seeking to resolve. I've heard Sweden say it's to avoid duplication of testing and to save cost. But there are drivers who are not required to wear occupant restraints. We don't really know about wearing rates and use of occupant restraints for both front and, for that matter, rear seat passengers. We don't know what all contracting parties, what the wearing requirements are and the compliance rates in all countries. So I think there are questions that do need to be considered further. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to attend the June session, the meeting that was held, and I would offer it once again to attend a discussion to explore this further. The UK also has a database of collisions, and we could try interrogating that for collisions involving taxis. I know that we did that during COVID to investigate whether to provide screens in taxis between the front and rear of rear seat passengers in taxis. And I was surprised that there were sufficient cases on the database that did identify taxis. I have no idea how many of these cases the driver of the vehicle will be wearing a seatbelt. So we would need to look at that again. But it's certainly something that we could look into further. So we can certainly do that. But we'd be happy to engage in a further discussion before the next session of GRSG so that we're better informed. So these are the concerns that we have at the moment. So we'd be looking for a stronger justification for making the change. We'd like to look at the accidentology to see if we have any information on that. There may be something there. I don't know. And then we can perhaps have another proposal for the April session of GRSG, if that's helpful. Thank you.